Well, joining us now is Gail Ring. She's the assistant clerk for the Schroeder Town Board of Supervisors. The board held its monthly meeting Monday, March 9th, and the township annual meeting and elections were Tuesday, March 10th. Hi, Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's start with personnel. Who's been elected?
Well, we had the position of one of the supervisors open, and Deb Johnson and Bruce Martinson were running for that spot. And Bruce Martinson did win with a margin, and we're looking forward to working with him. It should be a good thing. Deb did a marvelous job, and I just feel like we can't lose with the people we had running this year.
Right.
Also running for treasurer unopposed was Alicia Kangas, and bless her. It's a thankless job because you can't ever let it go, and she's taking it on. I think this is her third term, and we're really glad that she is doing this for us because she does a really good job.
Nice.
It is. And it was a long meeting. I was reviewing the minutes, and I think we finally closed up shop after 10:30.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had an amazing turnout. I think we were in the neighborhood of 66, 68 qualified voters who signed in. And I know there were more people in attendance. And when you take a town with 209 people in it, not all of whom are voting age, that's an amazing percentage.
Yeah, that's so really good.
Yeah, and I'm really glad of it. I think it's wonderful when a township comes out in that kind of force to discuss things that are important to it.
What were the resolutions that were before the voters?
Well, we were primarily dealing with the donation situation, as all the townships are dealing with, and we took votes on what donations the voters were interested in pursuing. The ones that were passed were contribution to the 4th of July fireworks, Timberwolf for the work they do in clearing some of the area routes up here for snowmobiles, and also the Birch Grove Senior Center passed. The youth programs and the senior programs did not.
Okay.
Birch Grove School passed. And I'm saying these things carefully, and also there was vote to support the Schroeder Area Heritage Society. But all these are pending on what the boards learn in the different townships on what we can and can't do and what makes sense for the budgets that the townships have. Because when you're having totals that are getting more and more expensive every year and the number of pockets that people are reaching into haven't changed, it gets a little bit tough to keep expecting the voters to support some of these things that just keep getting more and more expensive each year.
Sure.
So they're looking on, and also apparently some of this is statute-driven, and this is what the boards are going to be looking at very seriously. I know that, and we know from the paper, too, that Lutzen tabled a decision on the school, but I believe they're hoping that the three townships can get together and come up with a single way to approach the school issue. And I think it'll be really wonderful if we can get good cooperation with the three townships.
Wow. What else have you gotten news?
Well, let's see now. We have also made a resolution to put aside a special fund that will be developed to help with replacement for the fire department radios, because as everybody knows in the townships, those are a really healthy chunk of a budget if one gets lost or hurt or whatever. So we had to get approval from the township that we have a separate line for that so that we can start keeping an eye on having money set aside for that. That's in addition. We do that already with a replacement fire truck fund as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it. It's amazing that you'd think that it would be more things, you know, as long as it takes, but, you know, that's the democratic process, or the parliamentary process. It takes longer when you have people voting and speaking. And we did do most of this with a paper ballot, and that takes a little bit longer.
Sure. We've been speaking with Gail Ring of the Schroeder Township Board of Supervisors. Anything else you want to share with us, Gail?
Phil Bonin got Citizen of the Year. Thank you, Phil. He
oh,
does
nice.
So many good things, and no, you know, doesn't say very much about it, but he always seems to be there. And also, just a heads up to everybody in Schroeder, we will be doing a community cleanup day again this summer, so sharpen your shovels and your trowels, and we'll be tidying up the welcome walls when the ground finally thawed.
All right. Well, congratulations to Phil. The board's regular meeting, monthly meeting, is the second Tuesday of the month at Schroeder Town Hall, starting at 7 p.m. For more information or to rent the town hall, call Gail at 663-0053. Thanks for joining us, Gail.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye.